Hello, Northeast Pennsylvania. We made it.
We got here.
Thanks for coming back, even though we accidentally stood you up last time because airlines are dumb.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's the Free Beer and Hot Wing Show live on the road. Scranton, Pennsylvania at the Ritz Theater. Built in 1906.
Dang.
For the lofty sum of $250,000.
It would have been a lot then.
Josh and his team, which is probably his family, bought this place. And they have the restaurant we went to. We talked about it last year when we came here. And we went again last night. Noir Dark Spirits right in here. There's an ice cream shop that's the most goth ice cream shop I've ever seen. A tattoo place. This place, true. The whole building is amazing. Mm-hmm. But back to the Ritz.
Well, they spent so much money on just black paint alone for this
place. A lot of black paint, yes. Yep.
Built in 1906 by an Italian immigrant and accomplished wax modeler on his way to becoming the largest theater owner in the world, the Ritz building was first known as the Poli and hosted the likes of Will Rogers, W.C. Fields, and Harry Houdini. Harry Houdini played here.
Yeah.
That's what we say in showbiz, played here.
Right, yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, we played that. We played the Houdini stage.
Yeah, we played that room. It's a good room.
Young stage actor who went on to be a silent film star, Buster Keaton, would do shows here when it was called the Poli.
Oh, wow.
And then go across the street and work as a bartender get money to go back to New York City.
Wow.
That's cool.
Built for $250,000. What would that be in today's money, Hot Wings?
A lot.
About $8.5 million.
Yeah. That's actually pretty cheap. Not that bad, yeah. Actually, for today's dollars.
Yeah. 1906. That is.
Question, are you telling us all of these theater facts so we don't talk about what happened last night at dinner here in this location?
Hey, settle down. Didn't even introduce you.
Yeah, hold on. Yeah, we'll get to that. But first, okay. I do want to talk about this room because I know when you're listening on the radio, you can't see it. But in a lot of theaters, I mean, you know, theater style seating, but this is like terraced.
Old school, dinner theater.
So I feel like I'm in front of the Galactic Senate. Or possibly like the end credits of the Muppets.
It is. It's like it's like space, it's like, C-SPAN.
Yeah, it's really wild. Everybody, like the way that the room is set up. It's cool.
Yeah. Free beer, hot wings. Steve, yeah. Maitland is in Northeast Pennsylvania for the first time.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's everybody. freebeerandhotwings.com.
We kind of strong-armed them last year. We were just like, oh, no, it's not if Maitland can come next year.
Yeah.
Maitland's coming next year.
We did that to everybody.
That's not an option.
We didn't hire Tommy so Maitland would stay home and babysit.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Last night was an adventure. We had a great time at... Noir Dark Spirits. I love their food.
We did. Yeah, the food was really great. That's not what anybody remembers from the night.
No. I bet it is.
I remember the food.
I do, yes. I mean, the phlebotomist rolls are very good.
Yeah. You just can't not flood no matter like what room you're in, Free Beer. Water will flood the floors of any room, restaurant, building, theater you are in. Free Beer had a really hard time sitting down yesterday.
Yeah. Sitting can be difficult for the elderly. And I know, but I've been working on it. I do Kegels, so this didn't happen to me when I sat down. But when everybody sat down, the way that the tables are, they have a very big post in the middle, so it's pretty easy for a knee to hit them, and it kind of rocks the table a little bit. And we all kind of bumped it and went, oops, no big deal. All the waters are on the table. Free beer comes in like a bull moose and sits down and immediately decides everything on earth is fully load-bearing and hits it and
Nobody
wants to know your details.
Stop.
So anyway.
Hold on. You're describing the second time. The first time, it wasn't the leg, it was the base. I put my feet on the base, not knowing it was there, and it came out most. And when I stepped on that, it was not flat on the ground. It also must have had some sort of podium underneath. It propelled the whole table towards me. And that's when the biggest flood of the night happened.
Later,
I hit the center post, and it also flooded again.
He tipped over an entire restaurant cup size of water
full
the first time.
Glass.
The first time, all over himself. And then the waitress was so funny. She was like, oh, well, that's a problem. And then took her sweet ass time getting a towel and then had to come out with a mop.
An
there was so
mop.
Much water.
She and I actually made the team decision, mostly her,
yeah.
that we would just let the ice cubes melt and get them later on the floor.
Yeah. Yes.
It had to happen.
Yeah. Oh, so that was quite a spectacle already. But usually when somebody does that, boy, are they careful after that.
I was.
And I mean, I think Freebeer probably was, but his level of careful didn't go deep enough because they did it again.
Like 20 minutes later.
We hadn't ordered drinks yet, and I had spilled the water they brought twice. Thank God I would have spilled a crown of diet. That would have been a disaster.
Yeah. It was fine, though, because the second time it just went all over Maitland.
Yeah.
Who was sitting across from him.
Yeah.
Well, she deserved it, you know. What? Because she was sitting across from Freebeer.
Yeah.
Everyone knows you don't sit near him.
No. Tidal wave Freebeer erupted, and, you know, water has to go in one direction or another, in this case, both.
Historically, I haven't been someone who spills a lot. I do flood a lot. That's definitely true.
Well, I'd say it's
all tied. Yeah,
something's
all part
happened
of your orbit.
In the last 6 months. I have spilled, so we have these 34-ounce water cups that my wife and I haul around with us all the time at home. I have spilled one of those so many times in the last 4 months that on more than one occasion, the first time to be funny, but now she's finding it effective, when Kayla will get me one of those cups of water, she uses packing tape to tape the lid on. She's making me sippy cups.
Yeah.
It's really like a preview because I am older than her. This is going to happen.
You need a camel
sippy
pack.
Cups, diapers.
Yeah, you just need a camel pack.
Doan's back pills. It's coming. It's happening.
Man. That was something.
That was the last mess I made last night, though, I tell you that.
I'm just thankful that you have a bottle with a top on it today. That's going to be good for the
steak. It's just sitting there.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
staring at you like, please don't assault me.
Yeah, make sure you always put that back on.
Thanks.
Yeah. A lot of equipment up here. A lot of friability.
Well, none of this carries electricity.
No.
Just the computers and stuff.
Yeah. Just the power strips.
I have a confession to make about something I did last night.
Okay.
I stole something.
You stole something?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, you stole something?
I stole something and all of you were there, but you just didn't realize that I stole it.
Okay.
Let's go back in time, like 24 hours or so. When we started the show yesterday, I told you guys about how I was having this ear issue where it seemed like something was clogging my ear, and I tried to get a doctor's appointment and they couldn't squeeze me in. So I found out that there's like an ear irrigation place like 10 minutes from my house.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I didn't know that this business
an
existed.
Ear irrigator. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You go in there and they just like flush out your ears. Okay. And they couldn't fit me in either. Unfortunately, I called late in the afternoon. I knew that it was a very long shot of getting in there. So I've been for like the last 2 days, I've kind of had this like pressure in my ear, and I was like, man, I don't want to get on a plane because that's going to make it even worse. And it's still there. I still have this pain in my ear. So last night we were at dinner, and we all ordered our dinner, we ordered our appetizers, and one of the things on the menu was something that we had last time when we were here a year ago. And
yeah,
they were like these little like cheesy, bready, what were they called? Like
the phlebotomist dough injections.
The phlebotomist dough injections.
Yeah,
so they're like little pizza doughs, really, that you just shove marinara into with a gigantic syringe.
The syringe is where this story gets interesting.
Okay.
You stole the sauce syringe?
Oh my God,
it's like a cartoonish sized syringe, and
isn't
it's filled,
big?
With, filled with marinara, like Hot Wings said.
Yeah, I mean, they're sizable.
And I thought, huh, that's kind of what they use at the ear, nose, and throat doctor.
Marinara and all.
Oh my God. I can't wait.
And I mean this to be insulting. That might be the most Italian thing you've ever done. Shooting marinara in your ears to get your wax out. I won't tell you you're an Italian fraud anymore.
I think the real problem with my ears is the lack of tomato paste.
Oh, now it's as good as new.
So I took that, I slipped it in my pocket as we were walking out of the restaurant last night. Josh, I'm very sorry. I have it with me.
So you stole.
You can have it back.
A saucer.
Josh is right there.
I can't.
I mean, 10 feet to our right, Josh is right there. He's calling the police.
Don't worry. I'll bring it back.
I'm sure he really wants it now that it's been in your ear.
Text from my wife. I thought Steve sounded like he has a sinus infection. I bet he put a dirty water syringe in his ear.
I can't wait till you have to go to the doctor next week because you have an ear infection from marinara sauce.
Did it work?
No, it didn't.
Huh. So you're telling me those doctors that do that don't just get something from the kitchen in their break room and spray it in your ear?
No, the only thing it was weird. Good at was making my shirt really wet when, when a bunch of marinara-y water leaked back out of my ear and down my shoulder.
Thank God you decided to use that and not the meat cleaver that came with our entrees.
The meat cleavers that came with their meals last night, Steve and Hot Wings both got these really yummy steaks. Again, this is all from Noir Dark right here in this building. Insanely good restaurant. And they, every meal, every drink has this theme to it. And those meat cleavers were so heavy. They're 4 or 5 pounds. And
well, yeah. Yeah, roughly 4 or 5 pounds.
It's so heavy.
Seems heavy.
Yeah, it might be a little on.
But
they were about the same weight as Hot Wings jazzercise weights he uses at
yeah.
home.
That's true, yeah. Man,
I posted a video of Boomerang. I'm getting better at that, guys, in my millennial
you are,
age.
Yeah,
I'm finally nailing boomerangs. And as I'm doing it, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I wonder what I should caption this. And Maitland leans over, and Maitland, please tell anybody who does not follow us on social media what instantly came to her mind.
They clanked their cleavers, so I said something about from eating beavers to smacking cleavers or something.
It was so perfect. Yeah.
It's a great little boomerang, too.
It is. Cute.
Here's the syringe, by the way.
See?
Still wet.
Yeah. Still wet.
Still a hint of the red sauce.
Yeah. Nothing a dishwasher can't take care of, am I right?
So I think I'm going to be looking for a local irrigation place today in Scranton, if anyone knows one.
You could stop being such a pussy.
Yeah.
It really hurts, man.
Well, maybe the sauce was the problem. Maybe you should see if they have like a nice Alfredo or something.
Oh, maybe. Yeah.
Possibly. That's your problem.
I like this idea.
Good olive oil.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate 97.9X having us here, the Ritz Theater, for hosting us. Presented today by Stair Paving and sponsored by Tovana Company. Monk Heating and Cooling, who sponsored every one of our shows, which is pretty awesome. So Spilling the Waters. Oh, by the way, later Steve wanted to take one of those phlebotomist bites with him.
Yeah.
And they were seated next to me, and so I put one in a little box for him. And I said, do you want sauce? And he said, yes. So I started to put the sauce next to it so he could use it how he wanted. And then I got yelled at for not injecting the sauce into the bite.
That's what they're
so
for.
Then I stuck it in the top and I pushed down on that plunger like I was trying to win Jeopardy. And it shot out everywhere. And I had my third disaster of the night.
You were a mess last
night. You really
I actually
were.
Said
like,
to Hollings,
no
I go,
subtlety.
Jesus, what is going on? What is wrong with me?
You had accidentally zero chill.
But man, did we laugh. What a fun dinner.
Oh.
But and the ride back, I'm sorry. Mike was driving and sober, so he was probably super annoyed by us.
Yeah.
So Steve would have yelled at us.
Yeah.
He can't take it. He's a little bitch when he drives. That came up last night on the drive back.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Just to go back a little further, when I drove in Green Bay 2 years ago, I made a wrong turn down a street trying to get people to a football stadium, Lambeau, that I had never been to. Well, that's not true. I had been there, but not in that direction. I wasn't driving. And I've been mocked for it for now 18 straight months. And Kelly reminded me, and I didn't say anything at the time because somebody was too fussy. But when Steve was driving from the airport in Nashville, we were making fun of him. And Kelly said, man, you're really free beer in this drive. And he was like, leave me alone. I'm driving. This is stressful. And I was like, well, this is a double standard because Steve was on me like marinara in an ear. And so when Kelly brought that up, it was like I was back in Nashville again. And, boy, I freaked out.
Man. A lot of flashbacks.
Yep. I mean, I was all wound up because I was so hydrated from all the water I had spilled everywhere.
Yeah.
My underwear were still wet in spots where it wasn't pee when I got home. That's how much water was on me.
Was that from the water or the excitement?
It might have been from yelling at Steve.
Yeah.
Really roped off a space down there.